Hi, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good, good. I actually just literally was in my credit department's office when you called. Here's the update. They're right now, and I'm trying to fight them. They're passing on the file because they say that you don't have enough relative comparable debt, and there's no in relevant industry experience, which to me is kind of a cop out. So I'm trying to fight them. I guess on your credit, you seem to me you have really strong credit. There's just not a lot of an installment debt, which is a fixed monthly payment besides a mortgage. So I'm going back and forth with them, but I hope to have it resolved shortly. So I'm trying. It just, the whole thing here is this. The terms that I quoted you for the standard 20% down, there are other startup programs, and they get, to be frank with you, a lot more expensive. And so I don't want to offer you something you're just going to reject outright. That's a waste of your time. You're going to feel insulted by that offer. So I'm just going back and forth with the credit department to see what they can come up with. So if you got to make a decision somewhere else, I understand. I just could ask for your patience to hopefully figure out something that's, attractive to you.
Well, thank you.
No worries. I'm 2 hours behind you, so you should probably get a call from me sooner. Literally, I apologize for the delay. I should have gotten you a call this morning. I've just been pulled out of the office in a
It's
million
okay.
directions today.
Well, I already know how I used to work in commercial underwriting, so I understand what they look at too.
I
But
don't want look, I don't want to
it's
provide you with an
secured.
offer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
But it is secured by the truck, I believe, isn't it? A secured loan.
It is, but with business, so I can kind of just give you an idea of how the underwriters look at this. And it's also my goal is to not just make you happy, but make sure there's a program that works for you, it works for us, and it works for your vendors. And by us, I just mean, Bank of Cardiff. I'm just an employee here. The reality is, and sometimes it's nothing you want to brush aside, there are a lot of startup businesses, even people with fantastic credit, that do not pay us. It's very common. I've been doing this long enough where someone has an 800 credit score, they open a business and they turn off their phone. Or more likely what they do is this. They have an issue, they need to extend the payments, or they call us and say, "Hey, look, we owe you guys $30,000, but we owe a lot of other people a lot more money, and so we'll settle." And basically because due to the poor performance of startups, it has nothing to do with you, your individual business. There are many programs that just will not take a look at anything under 3 years time in business. We actually get a lot of business because we're one of the few leasing companies in America that will do startups. Like your vendor, I think he sent a. He, you're working with Rich, correct? Rich Cassone? Well, I'm sure he would kind of mimic this, where there are a lot of finance companies that just simply but will not touch a new business. They just will not. They cannot. They're not allowed to. And so, yes, it is secured. Yes, it is secured by the truck. Yes, it is secured by your guarantee. But the challenge is because there really isn't a revenue stream for that existing business. There's worse performance, and so it is definitely a different animal to do startups. But yes, of course, it is secured. To answer your question in a roundabout way, yes, it is secured by the truck. So if you don't pay, we repossess the truck or the bins. Correct.
Yeah, it just comes back to the same thing. It's a startup, and they really don't know what to do with it.
No, that's not true. So we do know what to do with it, but at the same time, if I give you a standard startup program, you're going to think we're a loan shark. That's the whole inherent issue. The inherent issue is making sure that you get approved, but you're happy with the terms. Because if you're not happy with the terms, what's the point of offering it to you? I'm not going to offer you something that you're going to view. You would hang up the phone on me if I entered you, if I offered you standard startup terms. Just if you get where I'm going with this conversation. And that is something which I'm fine. Hey, I can understand a customer's needs. So what I'm not the underwriter, of course. What I've asked my credit department to do is to work on an approval that can hopefully get you rates that you feel are acceptable, yet still fund the transaction. So that's what I'm working on.
All right. Well, thank you.
You got it. I will continue to bust my tail for you.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All
Talk to
right.
you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.